This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Also in China, over the weekend, activists smashed shop windows and overturned cars in a wave of anti-Japanese protests. The protests center around a couple of uninhabited rocky islands in the East China Sea. To explain what's behind this, we're joined by the BBC's Mariko Oi in Tokyo. Good morning, Mariko.
Good morning.
So tell me a little bit more about these islands that are in dispute right now.
Well, they are remote and uninhabited islands in the East China Sea. China says that these islands have always belonged to China since ancient times. Japan says those islands were returned to Japan after the Second World War under a treaty, but China disputes that. And I guess another reason that I should mention is that those islands are believed to sit on huge potential natural gas and oil reserves.
Right. I've heard that there are just a lot of natural resources under these islands.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about it, and Japan's claim is that China has only started to make a fuss about the sovereignty of these islands in the 1970s when they started realizing that there might be all these natural resources. But I must say that when you speak with people on the street, they don't know much about these natural resources, and it seems like it's really more about people's feeling towards each other, especially coming from the bitter relationship that the two countries have during the Second World War.
Is there any idea of how this situation might be resolved?
I think both the Japanese government and the Chinese government might want to know the answer to that. This issue has been going on for many, many years, and we've seen very violent protests in China yesterday to today, reacting to the Japanese activists landing on the island. And in fact, the government of Tokyo, the controversial Tokyo mayor Shintaro Ishihara, said a few months ago that why don't we just buy those islands from this Japanese national? And he has since been collecting donations from the Japanese public. They're just individuals who donated a small amount of money from their own salaries or pocket money because they feel so passionately that these islands should be belonging to Japan.
The BBC's Mariko Oi in Tokyo. Mariko, thank you.
Thank you.